3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
All right, Kathy wants a shot on our conundrum where the $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, wearing one of these when you eat will cut your caloric intake down by 10%. Kathy, you ready?
Oh, one of these, perfume or cologne.
A perfume or cologne will cut your caloric intake by 10%. I like the thinking on that, because a powerful aroma could change your taste, especially.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks. 272-9228. Take a crack at it. Win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Wearing one of these while you eat will cut your calories by 10%.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery, 36111.
Hi, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It's October 16th, the greatest day ever. On the 16th of October, 1923, the Walt Disney Company is founded by Walt Disney and his brother Roy. They started in a small world after all, and now their empire stretches into a galaxy far, far away.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Have a great October 16th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
It's already 8.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The family of a missing journalist is calling for an independent international investigation. The Turkish government claims he was murdered by a Saudi Arabian security team at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey.
2 weeks after Jamal Khashoggi was seen entering the consulate, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting in Riyadh with the Saudi king, King Salman. Meanwhile, Turkish investigators have left the building after searching it through the night.
Fox's Simon Owen, there are reports the Saudi government may admit Khashoggi was killed accidentally. Drug companies would have to disclose prices for prescription medicine in TV ads under a new rule proposed by the federal government. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says customers
deserve to know if the drug company has pushed their prices to abusive levels.
The drug industry's main trade group is proposing listing prices on websites, but not in commercials. Secretary Azar says that's not good enough. This is Fox News.
A Buick, the mailman, that chair over there. These are just three things with more Native American heritage than Elizabeth Warren. Greg Budell, how do you think this whole DNA thing makes Elizabeth Warren look? Jay Scott, what do you suppose put this whole idea in her head?
Jazz cabbage.
Emily Hayes, what do you think about Elizabeth Warren releasing her DNA results?
That's ridiculous.
Well, do you have any words of encouragement for her?
Blah, 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 blah. Roll Tide.
What do you think, Bailey the Wonder Dog? And Rich Thomas, what do you think about Elizabeth Warren's claim to be Native American?
People think it was a hoax.
And can you offer her anything right now?
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
There you have it, from a morning show that's 100%.
You're damn right.
Elizabeth Warren, you're 1/1024th Native American.
Yep, and if I had wheels, I'd be a wagon.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
Welcome to the third hour of the show. The Busta Camp News and Views is 93 minutes away. 93.
Wow.
93 minutes away.
You got that Al Gore math. That, don't look down. Don't look downtrodden.
An hour is not that long in these 57 states. None of them.
Mm-mm.
No.
She called me Al Gore.
I said you had the Al Gore math. I haven't been able to use that joke since like 1999.
He was ridiculous the other day. He said something I can't remember. It's all, you know, you think back, just watch An Inconvenient Lie and see what they predicted in there, and none of it's happened.
And the updated Inconvenient Lie.
Well, yeah, the updated, which...
More inconvenient.
That was not a very well-received film either. Don, we're working on a conundrum. If you wear one of these while you eat, you'll eat 10% less.
Well, what I'm going to do, I'm
going to
guess a hat.
A hat.
Interesting. The psychological effects of a hat, is that it? No, I'm...
Why do you say a hat?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, you got something on your head and it
kind of
bothers me.
Okay.
Now, these are all very interesting and well thought out guesses. So let's give them a hand.
Rich, did you check with Greg to see if you're right?
No, I haven't. We have a theory. We both have a theory.
All right, let's see if K-Rod can get it.
Has anybody guessed a belt?
A what? A
yes.
Belt? Yes,
yeah,
a belt's been guessed. Belt's, you have another one?
Well, besides duct tape, maybe...
Duct tape.
Yeah.
A shirt that's too tight?
Wearing a shirt that's... You know, that's an interesting idea, too,
yeah,
because
you feel...
Aware.
You feel aware. Mm-hmm. And that's... My guess is feeling aware wearing something.
Who's this?
But thanks, K-Rod.
Thanks.
Nice try. Let's take one more now, and then we'll come back to the phones. 272-9228. Nicole.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello? How about
tight pants? Me. I always look like John Travolta when I eat. Yeah, that's not it. But
okay,
thanks for trying. Oh, let's take... all right, hold it. 9 minutes after eight. I think we got to reprioritize here first.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Sure doesn't feel like October 16th with 94% relative humidity, dew point 72 right now. Partial sunshine today, some spotty hit or miss showers and storms are possible. There will be most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours today. Some of you were lucky enough to get a shower yesterday. With a high temperature today in the middle 80s, I see some showers on the radar, mostly in North Alabama right now, north of Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, Anniston, in that area at the moment. Low tonight around 64, so not as warm as last night. And tomorrow, with high temperatures in the middle to upper 70s behind the front that's moving through the state today, it will be a little cooler, noticeably cooler, with partial sunshine. Rain chances pretty small tomorrow, 20% or less. And then we're headed for the mid to upper 50s tomorrow night into Thursday morning. That's a nice step in the right direction. On Thursday, high temperature up to about 77. Beautiful day, sunshine, and relatively low humidity Thursday. Friday, clouds on the increase, high 76. Scattered showers and thunderstorms could affect some of your outdoor plans on Saturday. That's as a strong front approaches the state, and that's the front that delivers the coolest air of the season so far. You'll feel a big difference on Sunday. Breezy, cooler, high temperatures in the upper 60s, down to the 40s on Sunday night. Right now this morning with cloudy skies, we mentioned how humid it is. Calm winds, temperature is 73 at 8
11.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
You know, Barrett, if you ever had any problems with your car and you needed to take it somewhere, may we suggest Montgomery Paint and Body. You know, having an accident is obviously no fun, but having had many over the last, let's say, 30 years, I've always relied on Montgomery Paint and Body to take care of my car the way it should be taken care of, because it is not just the superficial damage. When you bring your car in, and I love to watch Donnie or Brandon looking over the vehicle, because I'm thinking, what is he looking at right now? Because
they see things that you can't.
That's right. There's hidden damage sometimes, and they take care of that. Now, not all scrupulous, let's say, car places will do that. You know what I mean? In other words, mm-hmm. I'm saying, we can get by without fixing that. That's not the way it goes at Montgomery Paint and Body. They're going to take care of your car, and they're going to work well with the insurance company. And when you get the phone call that your car is ready, it's going to be a car that is totally detailed and just will make you smile, just like it came off the showroom floor. Montgomery Paint and Body, their phone number is easy, 27REC with a W. They're easy to get to. They're just off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane. And you want to check them out, because Montgomery Paint and Body is the people that are going to fix your car as good as new and maybe even better.
All right, 8:12 is the time on News Talk 93.1 FM. First things first, we're going to take the next round of conundrum calls. And again, the conundrum is, if you wear one of these while you'll eat 10% less. Mm. This is Troop?
Yes.
Troop.
A necktie.
Good guess.
That's good, because you don't want to get stuff on your tie. Right. You don't want to drop things on your tie.
Yeah. That would cause you to eat less, but if you put it on tight enough, you can't get that much food down your throat anyway.
Difficult to swallow.
Thanks for the call, not the winner.
Has anybody guessed a muzzle yet?
You know, I was going to throw that out at the beginning, and just to eliminate it, but thank you. Good thought. Yeah. Teresa.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm going to guess a Fitbit.
That's my guess.
Give me Fitbit. Nope.
Dadgummit. Okay. So that's what I texted Rich what I thought it was.
And then
okay. Rich sent me his guess. And I don't want to say I abandoned the Fitbit idea, but I really did move more to Rich's guess.
My guess involves guilt factor. That's all I'll say.
Well, Teresa,
thanks, guys.
I think Fitbit is a very good guess.
All right. Yeah. And Hardshell wants another crack at it.
Hey, has anyone guessed swimsuit?
A swimsuit will help you eat 10% less. Nope.
What?
That was my guess.
That was Rich's guess.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah.
Rich is way smarter than I am.
Oh, smarter than me, too. Thanks, Hardshell. We got to check traffic, then we're going to
come back. What is it?
A lot going on, apparently.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Taking a look over to the big board. It's kind of pasted up with red mark right now, 65 southbound. From Cobbs Ford Road all the way down to Highway 143. Pretty busy there at the moment. Also from North Boulevard down to Clay Street on 65 southbound. That's pretty busy. Around the boulevard, we got a couple of accidents to talk about. There's one on East-South Boulevard right before you get to Troy Highway. There's another in downtown. That is around Perry Street. We have another accident on 85 southbound. That'll be right around Chantilly Parkway. The Haunted Highway, so far so good, nothing there. And it looks like things are still kind of crowded up on the Wetumpka Highway around Redland Road. Been thinking about getting a custom deck? Get a free estimate from Prestige Home Improvements. They also do painting, privacy fencing, and improvements. 398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, the Patience Award today goes to Morris Capuano. Morris, we're going to come to you in a moment. We got four people that want to try and win this contest, which we did not expect to go on this long, did we? Wearing one of these will cause you to eat 10% less. What is it, Melissa?
My guess is a bib.
A bib?
They make me wear a bib at the seafood bistro.
Roz makes me wear one at home, but that's a whole long story. Thanks for the call. Let's give Linda a chance.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello.
Hey.
What do you think? What's this thing that you wear and causes you to eat 10% less?
Has anyone guessed a jacket?
That's not it either, but it's a fine guess. Thank you very much. Apparently, a lot of people think wearing extra clothing of some type will cause you to eat less. This is AO.
Mm-hmm.
So it's A.
Oh!
What do you got?
How about a rubber band?
A rubber band?
Nope, not a rubber band. And then Travis.
How about an apron?
An apron is not it. Thank you so much. Okay, now we can go to our buddy, Mr. Capuano here. Thank you for your patience, Morris.
Well, I did not expect you guys to... this is like the longest show gone without a winner, isn't it? Seems like that way.
Oh, no. There have been a couple we've done in the past where we've gone over a day.
The entire...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a long time, though, since we've gone that far. But this is a good one. Anytime you go past 10 calls, it's a good one.
Well, y'all having a good one. I would love to guess something, but I'm not going to because I'm not supposed to. So, but in any event, I tell you, there is such a disconnect between the stock market and what's going on right now because of the. It's been like a roller coaster, and in terms of the 10-year treasuries, and so nobody really knows. If you ask 100 people what's going to happen with the market, or what's going to happen with interest rates. A good majority of them are going to say they feel like interest rates are going to increase, and then the rest of them, in terms of with the stock market, nobody knows what the heck is going to happen. So it's hard to kind of get a read on what's happening with the stock market and the interest rates because traditionally they're very, very much related to one another. And this is the first time in a long, long time, it's about four or five times in the past maybe decade or so, where there's such a disconnect. Here's what you need to know. You need to concern with what you want your monthly payment to be if you're thinking about buying a home. If you are straddled with debt and you're having a difficult time and it's costing you more money to live, which it seems like it's costing so many more people more money to live with private tuition or with just household expenses or with bread and milk, just the essentials. Gas has gone up and you're just having a tough time. And you may have a very good interest rate on your loan, and you say, hey, I don't want to give up that interest rate. But you're being strangled by other consumer debt, by revolving debt, by car loans, by private tuition. You know, it's okay to give up that 3.75%. It's okay to get a rate maybe somewhere around 5% to where you can give yourself peace of mind and you can kind of take care of some of your consumer debt if you've got some. Or get caught on some of those bills if you're running, beginning to run behind, and you want to take advantage. Just explore the opportunity to say, hey, you know what? I can lock in this interest rate again for 30 years or so and so. If you're thinking about a 30-year mortgage, I can get rid of and eliminate $1,200 a month in debt, which would help the bottom line, to where you could sleep and to where you can rest and where you can take care of things. That, along with other opportunities, just if you want to talk to us about anything in the way of mortgage rates, we're going to be there to help you. And we're going to sit down with you face-to-face, and we're going to sit down with you, and we're going to talk to you about an option that best fits your needs. And if you're scared about what your interest rate is, or you're scared about what your credit is, or you don't know what you can do, you'll never know until you pick up the phone and call us and see what opportunities might arise.
And it's
so there's a lot...
confidential experience too, and
absolutely 100%.
Morris has
nothing
led many,
goes nowhere.
Morris has led many a person out of the morass of credit issues into home ownership during his incredible career. His number is 409-9300 at Renaissance Bank, which is an equal housing lender. 409-9300, NMLS number 402669. Morris, have a great day. We appreciate the call at 820. Who's next on the phone, Jay?
The next caller is number one, actually.
Oh, Nicole. Okay. Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
Wearing one of these will cause somebody to lose 10% of, or to eat 10% less.
How about a watch?
Time yourself. Eat slower. That works. It's just not the answer to this. Thank you. What is this? You wear one of these and you will eat 10% less. Sparky Jr.
Hey, morning, folks.
Hey.
Hey, thinking of competition, how about a mountain cat?
A mountain cat? What?
Huh? A mountain cat or a mountain...
Nothing.
Thank you, Sparky Jr. Terry.
Yes, sir. I'm thinking my tight waist certainly would stop me from eating a whole lot more if I didn't have a belt or, a tight pair of pants or whatever. But I don't always wear a belt, so generically speaking, something tight around the waist.
Well, we've kind of had that.
Yeah,
guess.
We've had, yeah.
We've done tight pants. We've done belts, girdles.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No.
Don't be sad.
I mean, of course, anybody that doesn't listen to all 3 hours of this show from end to end and divert their attention.
I can't think of another thing unless she's sat in front of a mirror and that's not wearing one.
Yeah,
so,
I thought of that.
Down.
Well, you know
Thanks.
What?
Yeah.
If you sat in front of a mirror... The winning answer, you wouldn't be able to see it.
Oh.
No.
What?
Okay.
What?
Yeah, something like that.
In front of a mirror, you wouldn't be able to see it.
Well, if...
Okay.
What?
If...
Now you've thrown me off.
You can't see vampires in mirrors.
Susan?
Just everybody stay calm for a minute, okay?
I don't understand.
William B.
Guaranteed to cut your caloric intake by at least 10%. An Elizabethan collar.
Only you could reliably come up with an answer like that.
Hey, guaranteed, Ben. Try it.
Sure, I've got a whole closet full of
them. Yeah. Who does this?
They went out of the style in the 1600s. Thanks, William. We have some characters on the show. All right, so putting one of these on.
Mm-hmm.
Will cut your caloric. You'll eat 10% less.
And folks, we don't know the answer, and it's driving us crazy. We like to know the answer.
Linda.
Yes, I'm going to guess a back brace.
A
back brace?
One of those waist things that you wear for support.
A support device for the back. Is that it? No.
Yeah.
Not okay, it. Thank you. All right, let's go. Bobby.
Hi. Hi. I'm going to guess a Halloween costume.
Oh,
a Halloween costume is the best guess we've had.
Oh, okay.
But it's, I need a part of a Halloween costume. Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute.
Susan.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Hi.
Well,
did you hear our last caller?
I did, but...
Okay, she guessed Halloween costume. What about a Halloween costume might cause you to cut your caloric intake?
Oh, no, We got it now.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Blah.
Blah. Yeah. Is that the winning answer? Blah. No, I'm sorry.
I could still eat a lot in a cape, but there's something that occurred to us now that... would really cut down.
But let me just say this to you in a cape. Yow.
Gee. First letter of your last name.
Yes! I know what it is!
Soldier Boy. Now that everybody in northern Alabama knows what it is. Soldier Boy, what's your guess?
Hey, I'm going to guess mask.
He says wearing a mask will cut your calories by... That's the winning answer!
Yay!
Take that, Zorro.
Yeah, Zorro without the mask. Batman on Laundry Day. So you have just won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, my friend.
I know what I'm going to use that for.
Yeah?
That catfish and onion rings.
Yeah, yep. But don't wear a mask.
I won't. It'll slow me down.
Yeah, no, that's right.
But you know what? I might try this at home just to see if it works. Of course, do you eat 10% less because you can't see the food, or do you eat 10% less because instead of hitting your mouth, it goes off to the side and falls on the floor?
It just makes it more...
Or you could role play with your spouse.
Hang on. We're not that kind of radio station.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Now let's talk about Seafood Beach.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, and my sometimes friend, Jay, who sometimes is... taking winter information. Ooh, that is not a good jacket for you, Nikki Haley. Over at the Seafood Bistro,
don't wear a mask. You want to get all the goodness that you can from their amazing menu that's full of Cajun goodness, like the gumbo and the red beans and rice and the soon-to-be-added etouffee. I mean, this is how I would start. You start out in appetizer land, where you can get the Cajun bacon cheddar fries. Amazing. Crab claws, corn nuggets, dragon shrimp even comes as an appetizer. Because sometimes folks can't finish the whole dragon shrimp po' boy. But if you are one of those folks that can't finish the whole dragon-style shrimp po' boy, then you're going to really love this, because there's a junior version of the po' boy now for you to enjoy. Just one of many things that you can find over at the Seafood Bistro. Eat there in person, 1651 Perry Hill Road, or check out the Seafood Bistro at .com, where you can see the full menu, place your order online, it'll be ready for pickup, use the waiter app.
What if you really want some Seafood Bistro, but you don't want to leave your house?
The waiter app.
There you go.
Bing, bang, boom, done. Call them at 279-7500 or just go see them in person at 1651 Perry Hill Road. What's the name of the place, Jay?
Blay.
His mic wasn't even on.
Well, it was taking winter information.
I know.
Blay. The Seafood Bistro.
Yes.
Dave.
Don't wear a mask.
Hey.
Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
What's up?
Hi.
You used to call me Lotto Dave.
Oh?
Yeah.
He used to
a long time ago.
Used to call him Lotto Dave?
Lotto Dave?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sure is a lot of Dave. Lotto Dave. No. Okay, Dave, you're the trucker, right?
Right.
Yeah. This is the trucker. He would drive back and forth, and he would pick up lotto tickets.
That's right.
I would like 5 of them.
Oh. Sure. I got 20 bucks.
That's a lotto ticket.
No, I'm not charging you anything. Just come down and get them.
Where are you? Where are you right now?
I'm right at your front door here.
Blah.
Okay. We'll send Rich Thomas down so you can meet somebody famous.
All right. I'll send Rich down.
Somebody's got to run down. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it. I would love to go down and see and say thanks to Dave. That's very kind.
Are you really going, Rich?
Daddy sent me.
Oh. I'm only doing that because you were
incorrigible
earlier in the show. He really was. Is the jackpot way up there right now?
I read a news article that the Mega Millions or something like that, it was the fourth largest in U.S. history.
And what are we doing here in Alabama? While we're watching thousands of people rush to Georgia, rush to Florida to buy tickets.
Watching the money just leave the state.
And educate their kids. Go. Well, we sit here, the Lord looks down on that. The Lord forgives, too. That's my Lord. It's too late to dump that.
It is, yeah.
I did not mean to offend anybody.
Didn't offend me at all.
I mean it. I mean, to me, the only way that becomes problematic is if you're taking money out of your food budget or your kids' needs to buy tickets.
And there are some people that have a problem with that.
But they're going to do it anyway.
But I know people that have all kinds of problems, and they desperately need God's help. But at some point, people have to help themselves too.
I'm with you on that. I'm on the same page as the legalize the marijuana thing.
Hey, market just opened. Dow up 100 points and climbing.
That's after being to a place,
200 points.
Yeah.
Wow, look at this. It's weird. It's jumping up in chunks. That's cool. We like seeing that. Brant McDonald will explain all of that for us this afternoon right after 5 as things seem to have calmed down and so forth. Coming up, we have our stupid news report. I've had a whole bunch of people ask, what's the name of the place that does the yard grooming? And that's J&S, John and Melissa Cato, J&S Landscaping. If you want that beautifully groomed yard, it's so nice to pull up to your house and see it look so beautiful. And you didn't have to break a sweat doing it. And for a very good price. Hey, take care of yourself. Call JNSN at 202-8760. That's 202-8760 for John and Melissa Cato, JNS.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are beginning to clear up, looking a lot better all around the boulevard. Both interstate systems are looking really good right now. Atlanta Highway's okay. Even starting to see some relief up on Wetumpka Highway around Redland Road. All that back up there is gone. Down across the River Bridge, looking really good. So I'd say we are all clear at the moment. Your pet means the world to you. Keep them safe with a customized fencing plan, both indoors and outdoors. From Invisible Fence, you can call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The time is 8:32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Very humid out there this morning and cloudy at the moment, and we're seeing a lot of showers on the radar, but mainly well north of us now, along a line from Tuscaloosa to Birmingham to Anniston. Along in north of that line, there's a lot of showers out there. The front itself is closer to Montgomery, but there is some moisture back behind it. Anyway, the bottom line is partly sunny today with some spotty hit-or-miss showers and storms breaking out later on this afternoon and into the evening hours. Still a very warm day today. After 89 for the last couple of days, we're looking for the middle 80s today. Not as warm tonight, low 64. Tomorrow, a little cooler with the high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. That's a step in the right direction. Partial sunshine tomorrow. Rain chances relatively small. Low tomorrow night. Looks like we're headed for the mid to upper 50s. That's nice. Then on Thursday, after that great start in the morning, high temperature up to about 77. Plenty of sunshine. Low humidity Friday with increasing clouds. High around 76. Then showers and thunderstorms are a good bet on Saturday. That could affect some outdoor plans. That's ahead of a strong cold front that delivers the nicest air of the season by late Saturday night into Sunday. Right now this morning, with cloudy skies and 94% humidity, our temperature is 73 at 834.
I'm always eager because Gail shares her thoughts in advance of any holiday or occasion, and we have her 2018 one-minute inside a woman's head about Halloween. But I thought I'd invite all of you, because the guy's segment only takes like 20 seconds to get through. And let's see what he's thinking about today.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Ooh, what's that on my foot? I should have that checked out. No, my doctor always freaks me out. Let me look at the other foot. Oh, it's the same way on both. Good.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Doesn't that make sense?
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Rusty sent me a little Count Floyd.
The jackpot on this thing right now is currently at $654. Million.
So if we win that, we split it four ways, right?
Right. But if we don't see him tomorrow, that means that we won and we're suckers.
I don't know. I think we would split it five because, you know, Dave's got to get a cut of that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That would only mean...
It's just the most affirmative I've ever heard you be about anything, like so quick to agree.
Oh, no. Hell yeah. I just want... Absolutely, of course we'd have to include him.
$130 million each.
Even though, yeah, that cuts our share down to $130 million.
Well, of course, I don't know what they're going to take out with taxes and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
On 100, let's say it was $120 million, you could figure on netting 90.
Yeah.
In a lump sum. That's at the start.
Well, now I'm disappointed. You can just have my cut.
But you see, if you win the jackpot, then you can hire a great accountant like Steve Duro, my guy, and you know, he'll figure out ways for you to keep as much of that as you can. And then I'm going to buy Blue Water Broadcasting. And
oh, are you now?
It'll be Boss's Day next year, and y'all be bringing me gifts.
Yo, what are we going to do?
Let's get him something that will help us forget the things he's mad at us about. How about some alcohol?
It's always a good choice.
I mean, should I do that? What time do the store?
I'll give you the money. I'll pay you back. Just pick it up. Pick up something you know he likes.
I don't know what he drinks.
Ripple.
What?
Ripple?
What?
Get him a box of a nice wine.
Get him wine because he's being a better boy now.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
I'm very proud of him for that.
So a box of red wine.
In the meantime, here are Gail's thoughts as we head into Halloween 2018.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I am going to admit something to myself. I have never liked Halloween. There's always too much pressure. As a little kid, there was pressure to be adorable. A little older, and there was pressure to get more candy than your friends got. Then there was the pressure to eat it all. Then the pressure to save it all. Then there was the pressure to hide it all and try to eat it when my parents were asleep. Then there was the pressure to look scary for a couple years, and it was time to start looking hot. Then came the Halloweens when I had to look super hot, have a hot date, win the costume contest, and not drink so much that I'd puke. Now there's pressure to not be the older woman in the too young costume. But I also don't want to be the still hot enough to look good but wearing an old lady costume girl. And I've still got the pressure to not puke at the office party while drinking all the zombies under the table. And let's be honest, I still have the pressure to eat all my candy when no one's looking. I really, really hate Halloween.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A teenager has been identified as the victim of the city's latest homicide. Montgomery police say 17-year-old Jadavion Smith was shot and killed Saturday night. So far, no arrests have been made. Selma police are investigating after an apparent shootout in downtown Selma left a nightclub security guard injured. The shooting happened outside of Club Entourage. Anyone with information about the shooting is asked to call Selma police. And Governor Kate Ivey issued an executive order placing a temporary moratorium on early parole hearings after growing concerns about violent criminals getting early parole. She also designated Lynn Head as chairman of the Board of Pardons and Paroles. The board now has 30 days to create a corrective action plan. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh yeah, protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Y'all know what's good. Front porch sitting. Rain falling on a tin roof. How about a glass of sweet tea? You want to know what's good for your car? Top tier Sitco Tri-Clean Gasoline at United Food and Fuel. Hello, I'm Ben McNeil, and I assure you that your car will experience reduced emissions and maximum performance when you feed it top tier Tri-Clean Sitco Gasoline. All three grades are now top tier rated. For superior performance, try our 93 octane premium. United Food.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising helps you create an emotional response. And all purchases are emotional. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Party and soon need a good costume. I just cannot seem to find anything good online. They all show your behind, almost nude. I need a costume. Oh, okay. costume, looking for a costume. One where I'm not in the nude, one where I'm not in the nude. Looking for a costume, looking for a costume. One where I won't be naked, I'm not going out there nude.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. Is there any other kind, really, these days? What would you give up to never feel hungover again?
What would you give up?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, people were asked, it was one of
what
those...
What would you give up?
Yes, if you could be guaranteed you would never have a hangover again.
Our survey said...
One of three people said they would give up watching sports to avoid hangovers for the rest of their life.
No.
Social media, 1 in 5.
Oh, God. I'm so close to giving up social media anyway.
This is one of those... I got to use my vast vocabulary to weave my way through this story. Because it's funny, because sometimes kids will get curious and they'll discover something under the bed or someplace.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that they're not supposed to go.
Whatever
like,
could you mean?
Yeah. Where a parent naively thought, well, they'll never see it here.
Never find it there.
I'll never find my candy stash.
No, not talking about candy stash.
This, you can find this on Reddit. It's a guy, for whatever reason, he had a nice toolbox. I remember my dad had a nice toolbox, and I used to tease him, and say, because my father had this propensity every, at least annually, give us all the big lecture on, okay, when I'm gone, here's where the insurance papers are, here's where this and that.
Right.
I used to say, Dad, all I want is your tools, which was laughable because I'm not very mechanical, and that was always a running gag in the family. Right, so just leave me the tools. And he had a really nice toolbox with everything you could imagine in it. So a young boy goes into the garage, and there's Dad's toolbox, and he pulls out a couple of things, and he's not sure what they are.
No.
Turns out they were clamps that are used in a certain...
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Clamps?
Clamps, Rich.
Don't... You know, don't expect Clampaw to come up with the answer.
I just showed. I was like, nah. And Rich's mouth dropped and his eyes. Whoa.
Gosh, I need to get out more.
Hey, if you do, check out the duck sandwich. They're the first. You took my hotkey away from me.
Quack, quack.
Arby's, that's what my dad used to call Arby's. Mm-hmm. If we came home and we did not eat what my mother had prepared, my father immediately accused us of doing one of two things. Going to Arby's, which is what he called Arby's because he could never remember the
Arby's
name. And the other was Golly Burgers, Arby's, which was his nickname for Whoppers.
Just an abbreviation for roast beef. Yeah. R-B.
Yeah, right.
Roast beef, Arby's, R-B.
You didn't know that?
I did not.
Whoa!
You're kidding. How
this
could you
is
not
news
know that?
To me.
So who's this Arby fellow that they named a whole chain of restaurants?
It's just R-B, roast beef.
Shut
R-B's, there are still
up.
Some people in the world that don't know that?
I didn't know that.
We had one of the first Arby's ever.
Arby's.
A walk from my house.
I eat,
and the roast beef
I eat there with clamps.
You eat 10% less. You eat 10% less if you wear them.
Oh, my God.
Who's that? Oh, that's Rich Thomas wearing nipple clamps.
That's how he does his diet.
He's
10% less when he wears
them. Wow, that is a disturbing image.
Maybe they'll put that on the next bobblehead.
Hey, you left off the clamps.
My stomach hurts.
Oh, God. I wear too much mascara for this.
You're so naughty.
Yeah. I think that is safe to say at this point.
I don't know where we're going with this, but anyway.
We're going to news.
Stupid news.
A quarter of an hour.
But I know. We started with Arby's, but we didn't go any further, I don't think.
By the way, that is the topic of news and views today.
Arby's.
Clamps?
Clamps.
Yeah.
Jack.
Is that...
Tethered.
Okay, and I already mentioned, because it was our most electrifying story, the social media sensation, and we do our most electrifying moment when we start the show right after Rich's forecast, first thing in the morning, and you can see the pictures on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
Millions of people have fallen in love with this little squirrel at a zoo in Asia that's got bosoms.
I bet her husband is very happy.
Are those real or are those fake? I mean, that's the question.
Are we talking about the squirrel?
Yeah, the squirrel, yeah.
Yeah, the squirrel with the... because this picture has been an internet sensation. Mm. And keep in mind, in case you didn't know, that through the end of this month only at Mr. Electric, they are offering a $200 discount on panel upgrades and replacements. So if that... And that's a very important thing. If that's getting old out there... You open your panel box and you can't even read the writing on the inside anymore. It might be time to upgrade. Mr. Electric can make it happen for you. Just call them at 269-8886. Talk to the magical Wendy, or you can find out about their whole array of services. Best customer service on the planet. Your go-to electrician, Mr. Electric. .com. Our final look at the roads and our morning maroon nominees are next.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, things looking real good out there now. We are all clear on the interstate systems, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway, and the 31s, Taylor Road and Vaughn Road. A little bit of stop-and-go stuff here and there, but nothing that's going to hold you up for very long. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started arriving, and you can shop from home. Reinhard Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, a little tribute to the announcement of the royal baby. And no doubt we'll hear that for the next 7.5, 8 months,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
We are ready for today's Morning Maroon nominees, so let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Guérin.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
So you got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day we present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. And joining us to judge the dumbest of the dumb, the reasonable country wisdom of our friend Randy Burkhalter of the Pebble Farm Center. Hey, Randy.
Good morning. How y'all?
Well, pretty good. Nominee number one has to be creepy porn lawyer Michael Avenatti, who not only lost, had the suit tossed out, but was ordered to pay the legal fees to President Trump on behalf of Stormy Daniels. So that was kind of I think, an unexpected turn. It just, I don't know what they expected, but now he or she has to pay his legal fees right. for having to go to court and that. And guess what? It ain't going to be cheap.
I'm sure.
So that to me, that's almost, I put it in here because it's almost as satisfying as it is stupid. Guess what state we're going to next?
Duh.
Florida. Cops had never seen this before. They've seen crack pipes before. What they've never seen is somebody be caught with one and then eat it.
Ew.
They're thinking, I'll just get rid of the evidence.
Man.
Oh. That's got to be not good for a myriad of reasons.
See, if they would have had a mask on, they would have had it eaten.
52 years old and still hitting the crack pipe. Daryl Hutton was questioned by the cops near Tampa last Friday, and they were looking for her boyfriend's keys for some reason. She started digging through her purse. That's when they saw the crack pipe. Mm. So, and by the way, it's even worse to eat your crack pipe when it's got glass in it. But she swallowed it. Now she's facing charges for tampering with evidence, resisting arrest, possession of narcotics, because dumb is still legal in Florida.
Really dumb.
And then finally we have a guy, 26-year-old Brandon McVeigh, this guy from Iowa, which is normally a pretty reasonable state, went to a hospital there around 1 in the morning because he'd eaten a Tide Pod. That's dumb enough.
All right.
Jesus. I thought we had moved on from that.
While they were treating him, he flipped out and started rampaging through the hospital, trashing his room, went into the hallway, started destroying computers and breaking glasses, ended up doing more than $7,500 worth of damage before the cops got there to stop him, charged with felony criminal mischief. Mm-hmm. And there's, I guess eating a Tide Pod is not a crime, but the stuff you do after you've eaten one is. So who's the dumbest of the dumb here?
Tide Pod.
Tide Pod 26-year-old.
You know, kids, find something else to do.
Yeah.
I played with Army men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not politically correct, is it?
Well,
I played Cowboys and Indians. Right. That's not politically correct. Not I had anymore. A BB gun. Yeah. That's wrong.
Yeah, I had a holster.
But hey, here's where we're at. When you take away all that stuff.
Tide Pod.
We got Tide Pod here.
Well, yeah. The thing is, there may not have been a Tide Pod when you were a kid, though.
Right, it was definitely.
Yeah.
But you don't go out. I don't know. Build a fort. That's what we did.
I love that. That's what we did. Yeah.
Yep, that was fun stuff back in those days. Okay, so.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Yeah, and we're talking about, how old was that guy?
26. Yeah. 26.
That's old enough to know better.
He's not 14. Yeah. He's not 16.
Yeah, it's
well,
not
too old. I did make an assumption. He was quite young.
We've now moved into the educational portion of our program where we talked to Randy about the fact that we're midway through October now, and what should we be doing to put our lawns to bed for the their winter's nap and so forth?
Yes, sir. There is a product we sell that's a combination of a low nitrogen fertilizer, which is and a high potash. It's the last number, potash, nitrogen first number. And the reason we do that, what you don't want is a lot of vegetative growth, which is encouraged by nitrogen. This time of year, so close to dormancy, you really want to take that, you really want to promote root growth, which is what potassium, delivered in the form of potash, does to grass roots. So that product also has a pre-emergent weed control that prevents our winter weeds that really, really show themselves about February. That's when you really start to see them and go, wow, my yard's full of weeds. That weed control starts now. So we have that process. And here we have a little rain coming.
Yeah, that's
and
a
it's a good time to use it before rain. Both those products need water to work.
So. I got to get out there and get some of that. I have a neighbor who's got a lawn that you could brush with a hairbrush. It's so perfect. And he gives full credit. And he works on it a lot, but he says pre-emerge is the most important thing to do.
Well, let me tell you, if you don't want no more than about 2 tons, we're good to go.
All right. And, of course, there are so many other things they have at Prattville Farm Center. I got our bulb planter there. That's a handy thing. I got my planting stick.
Had a guy come in yesterday, and he was very surprised we had as much beekeeping supplies as we had.
Yeah.
He loaded up on a couple of hives.
We bought honey out there as well at Prattville Farm Center.
Have local honey.
Treats for the dogs, and of course, the best dog food on the planet for all types and breeds of dogs, those with special needs as well, at a very reasonable price. And
good dog food, good price.
And, of course, the best knowledge on the planet when it comes to get the maximum benefit of the stuff you buy. Randy, your location and hours, please.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, which is about a third of a mile just south of the Uptown McDonald's on Old Highway 31. And we are here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday.
And in church on Sunday.
Yes, sir. We're going to try.
All righty. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you.
And take care. All right, it is 8:57.
Call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners, you can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
We have so recklessly and carelessly gone into News and Views time, we're going to give him back a minute and 5 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
You're welcome.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves. I hope we pass the audition.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has met with Saudi Arabia's king and crown prince about a missing Saudi journalist last seen at a consulate in Turkey 2 weeks ago.
The State Department saying Mike Pompeo has expressed concern about the disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi and that he's thanked the Saudi king for his commitment to investigate it. The journalist's family is calling for an independent and impartial international investigation.
Fox